Hi, welcome back to Learnovative, Agile and Scrum Jingles. In this episode, we will briefly talk about history of Scrum. Scrum is a very popular software development framework and it was created by Jeff Sutherland and Ken Schwaber in early 1990s. So they created the Scrum in 1995 to present it in the Uppsala conference in Austin, Texas, US, and they published a paper called Scrum Software Development Process. Ken and Jeff inherited the name Scrum from a paper published in 1986. The paper name is The New Product Development Game created by Takuchi and Nanoka, two acknowledged management thinkers. With the term Scrum, Nanoka and Takuchi referred to the game of rugby to stress the importance of teamwork, and some analogies between a team sport like rugby and being successful in the game of new product development. The research described in this paper showed that outstanding performance in the development of new complex products is achieved when teams, as small and self-organizing units of people, are fed with objectives, that means the goals, not the instructions or the tasks. That means this is the primary difference between intent versus instructions. The best teams are those that are given direction within which they have room to devise their own tactics on how to best head towards their joint objective, collective goals. Teams required autonomy to achieve the excellence. Here, autonomy means making them owning the decision making. That means empowering the teams to make their own decisions. So the Scrum framework for software development implements the principles described in this paper, the new product development paper, for developing and sustaining complex software product. Here, complex means unknown is more than known. So Scrum was originally intended to help the software development, but after seeing so much success in software development, so many other industries like manufacturing, hardware, marketing, HR, all these other market areas also started implementing Scrum. While in the process of developing and using early versions of Scrum, Ken Schwaber asked Professor Baba Tunde, a famous process control research engineer, to look at a software development process. Tunde investigated several commercial software development methodologies to conclude that the waterfall and predictive process, which is also called as defined process, is not a good fit for the work of software development because of the phased approach. So he confirmed the empirical approach, that means experimental approach, which is Scrum's foundation, to be the preferred process for software development. So empiricism is used for complex work where more is unknown than known, and predictions have little vague given a high rate of change and uncertainty in the kind of work we are going to do. Scrum was first tried and refined at Individual Inc., Fidelity Investments and IDX, now it is called as GE Health. In February 2001, Jeff Sutherland and Ken Schwaber were among the 17 software development leaders creating the Manifesto for Agile Software Development. Following that Agile Manifesto creation, the Agile Alliance was founded with Ken Schwaber being its first chairman. In 2001, much inspired by Kent Beck, Ken Schwaber co-authored the first book on Scrum with Mike Beadle, Agile Software Development with Scrum. In 2002, Ken Schwaber founded the Scrum Alliance with Mike Cohn and Esther Derby, with Ken chairing the organization. Scrum Alliance is a not-for-profit organization where most of the popular Agile certifications like Certified Scrum Master, Certified Scrum Product Owner, Certified Scrum Developer and Certified Agile Leadership and other certifications. In the years to follow, the highly successful Certified Scrum Master progress in all industries and created so much awareness about Scrum in lot of industries. So in 2006, Jeff Sutherland created his own company called Scrum.inc. while continuing to offer and teach the certified Scrum courses under Scrum Alliance. Then again, Ken left the Scrum Alliance in 2009 and he founded Scrum.org to further improve the quality and effectiveness of Scrum, and he started his own company. So the first Scrum Guide was published in 2010, and there were many versions, revised versions in 2011, 2013, 2016 and 2017. And the latest Scrum Guide version is 2020 November. So every few years, Scrum Guides goes through some revisions based on the information received from various industries implementing Scrum, so that based on that, the framework itself will be revised. Ever since the first publication in 1995 up to now, Scrum has been adopted by a vast amount of software development companies around the world. It is today recognized as the most applied framework for agile software development, and more than 1,000 books have been published in Scrum that explains the Scrum. The Scrum, being a framework, it helps to solve complex problems. And in the next episode, we're going to discuss more about the elements involved in Scrum. I hope you got a brief idea about the Scrum history in this episode. Thanks for listening this episode and have a great day.